We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Minnie Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Minnie Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was donkey up the tank.
Made it.
Damn, the hee-haw again.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm not trying to be Donkey today no more.
They should be embarrassed by what they already did. I'm not making these people do these things.
Called Donkey of the Day, and it really caught me off guard.
Damn, Charlamagne, who got the Donkey of the Day today?
Well, my good sister Jess Hilarious, Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, July 26th goes to a 33-year-old Boston man named Ian Atkinson. Ian Atkinson is currently being held without bail in a Boston jail because he is 100% grade A sucker. All right, he's being charged with assault and battery, causing serious bodily injury, and assault and battery with a dangerous weapon. The dangerous weapon was a car. A car, as they say in Boston. Would you like to hear more? Let's go to NBC 10 for the report, please.
Lord, and singing and gardening. Interrupted by a violent beating. This cell phone video shows what police say happened to a 59-year-old woman in Boston earlier this month after she failed to say two words, good morning.
The defendants accused her of not saying good morning to him. I quote from the police report, when people say good morning to you, you should say hi, you crazy bitch.
You can see just how long the attack goes on in this surveillance video before the suspect takes off from Balsam Street, almost hitting her with his car as he drives away.
Broke her nose.
33-year-old Ian Atkinson of Dorchester is now under arrest, charged with assault and battery. Prosecutors say he wasn't hard to find because he was already wearing a GPS monitoring device. His criminal history includes other assault and drug-related charges.
Ian Atkinson, a.k.a. Stone Cold Bitch Austin, okay, beat up a 59-year-old woman. Look, man, I understand that brother is probably, you know, dealing with some things. He's probably in pain, and he's projecting that hurt onto other people, but that's not an excuse or a justification. I be trying to figure out where are the men when things like this happen. Like, no husband around, no son, no brother, no male neighbor, nobody is around when this poor woman is minding her business, singing, watering her lawn, and then gets attacked because she didn't say good morning back to Ian. What happened to young boys walking by while older women are watering their lawn and just simply going, "Hey, Miss Such and Such.
Hi, Miss Parker.
Hi, boy.
We gonna let me..."
That's, okay. Y'all need to sit down and watch Friday immediately to learn proper older woman watering their lawn etiquette, because this ain't it. Okay? And, you know, I got to apologize to Scarlet Lips. You know what I'm saying? See, I'm from the South, so some of us from the South raised in a certain area, we speak to everybody. You know what I mean? So when I first heard Scarlet Lips say this...
"This is New York. What's that look like telling it in good morning?"
My answer was, you would look like a person with manners, okay? You would look like a person with some hospitality, okay? I was like, what kind of world are we living in when a person can't even say good morning to another individual? Well, Scarlet Lips, you might have been right. You may absolutely have been on to something, okay? Maybe we just all need to mind our business and stop being nice to people, because you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. This 59-year-old woman was minding her business and got swung on because Ian Atkinson felt entitled to a good morning. And now that I think about it, none of us are entitled to say anything to complete strangers. Okay, as kids, we are taught don't talk to strangers. So at what point did we get so friendly? All right, is this some type of subconscious rebellion against our parents and adults in our life? You don't tell me what to do. I'll speak to all the strangers I want to. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Bah, humbug. Maybe the common courtesy needs to stop. And for all we know, this woman in Boston is probably the nicest person alive, but she just had a feeling this dude was on some BS, so she decided to mind her business, and sadly, it cost her. But I'm not mad at her at all, okay? What would the world look and sound like without good morning, though? Okay, I got the president of the Fat Lives Matter community in the back cooking up some high cholesterol dishes to get your mouth watering. And this morning, I told him, chef me up a world with no good morning. What would the world sound like with no good morning? Well, that song off Kanye West's graduation album wouldn't exist. It would sound like this. Damn. You need good morning for that record. It's absolutely necessary. Dirty Money. Remember that record with Diddy and the young ladies? How would that sound now? Let me hear it. I bet you young Miami hears that every time she don't get to the phone quick enough when he call. I bet you. You can't get rid of good morning, okay? What about our queen, Mary J. Blige? Good morning, gorgeous. How would that sound with no good morning? No. Damn. No. No. We need good mornings. Okay, we need good mornings, but you're not entitled to my good morning. And I hope every morning while Ian Atkinson is in jail, someone punches him in the face and says good morning. I want the fist to his face to be his alarm clock. Okay, I'm not encouraging violence, but I am encouraging people to give this man what he wanted so bad from this lady. Punch him in the face.
Good morning.
Punch him in the face again.
Good morning.
Punch him in the face a third time.
Good morning.
Please. Let Remy Ma give Ian Atkinson the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
What a sucker.
I will say this. Growing up in New York my whole life, we didn't really speak to anybody. We just keep our head down and keep it moving.
But in your household, in your family.
In my household and family, of course. But when we out in the street, hat low, hat tucked, keep it moving, and don't mess with nobody because people are crazy. That's what we were raised. Now, when I started doing radio with little short guy from South Carolina over there who says good morning to everybody, it takes you out of your character and you start speaking to, you know, you say good morning to everybody. But before that, I would never say good morning to anybody, just, you know, unless I knew them. Other than that, I just keep my head down and keep it moving.
What your grandma said to you?
My grandmother's from the South. She will stop you. You walk in her house, go back through that door. I didn't sleep with you last night. You don't come here and not say good morning.
That's right.
Whoa.
Oh, they don't play that at all.
So now we know why Envy never spoke to nobody. Now we know why Envy never said good morning to all the men he used to see. He was sleeping with all of them.
What?
That's
are
what you just
about?
Said to us, sir.
No, I did not. I did not say that.
He said he started saying good morning to you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, because he wasn't sleeping with me.
Oh, dang.
What are we talking about? All right. Thank you for that donkey today.
Shoot.
Lauren, say goodbye to BET, please.
Bye, BET. I'm mad that went the wrong way.
BET, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, when we come back, let's talk boxing. We have Ak and Barack. They'll be joining us this morning. We're going to kick it with them next. So don't move.
Talk about that fight this weekend. Earl Spence, Terrence Crawford, baby.
That's right. Mr. Breakfast Club, good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.